Wow, the River of God. Welcome, everyone, to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. Connie, do you like that song?
We've been swimming in the river all day.
Haven't we? The anointing of God, the very presence of God. We're so glad you've joined us today. I'm here, Pastor Marcia McAllister, with my good buddy here, Connie Farmer. And we are blessed. What a day. We've had church today, Connie. I'll tell you what. It's been incredible, hasn't it? It was just the anointing of God was so strong. Which one is yours? We'll turn you up. Is that better?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Okay. Yeah, I'll turn you up. It was church, wasn't it, at Beacon of Hope here in Clearwater,
like
Florida.
Good old times.
The anointing of God was so strong, and we're going to have a great radio show today. We encourage you to invite somebody to tune in. Call a friend, call a whatever. Call phone a friend, call an enemy, phone a friend.
Yeah, especially call an enemy.
And tell them to tune in, because we are going to talk about healing for your physical body.
And emotional.
And emotional.
Everything.
Yes. And today's a day of healing. It's a healing day.
It has been phenomenal today.
It has been, hasn't it? And you need that river of God working in your life, which is God's presence. And that song that we start with, we've been using now for a couple years, really, on the show.
Yeah, that's that song that William gave us.
Yes.
Hi, William.
Yes. Yeah. That's a great song about God's anointing, and that is just His presence. And so we're excited today because God is here, and God is right there with you, dear listener. And God wants to do something in your life that maybe hasn't been done in your life ever before.
But
let Him do it.
It'll be okay. He won't hurt you.
He won't hurt you. God wants to heal you. It's a day of healing. And so
I think probably 99% of healing has to do with just allowing Him to do the work.
Don't you think that's true, Connie? It's a matter of getting into agreement with what God wants to do and has already done, which we're going to teach that concept today.
I feel lopsided here because I'm usually sitting where you are.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not used to looking at you from the left.
From this angle, it's kind of weird, isn't it? So I just kind of sat down over here and we just kind of changed places today. But
change is good.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. So we invite you to join us today by emailing in.
Yep. And we got the email up and ready to go.
It's up and ready to go. It's all running today. pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. We want to hear your comments. And for the last couple of weeks, we haven't had the email going, but we do today. So we want to hear from you. You can call in. Actually, you could even do that with a question or a comment at 727-441-3000. But especially, we want to hear from you on email. It's just a lot easier as it flows with the show. And that is pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. So we welcome you to do that. And if you're in the Tampa Bay area, this Wednesday night is Bible study. And what do we do at Bible study, Connie? Tell these good people what happens.
We study the Bible.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
No, we have a very open and honest discussion about different parts. Right now we're studying 1 Peter.
Yes.
And actually we're talking about healing.
Healing.
So,
have you enjoyed the study in 1 Peter?
Yes.
There's some good stuff, isn't it?
I kind of played hooky last week, though.
Yeah.
I didn't get there.
You didn't get there Wednesday night. But we'll make you pay for that. But anyway, Wednesday nights, everybody brings their Bible notebook.
I got money in the bank. I already banked time.
Yes, you have, because you've been there an awful lot. But people bring their Bible notebook. Yes. Why do they need that, Connie? Can you tell them that?
So that they can review it themselves and just study it and meditate on it.
It helps, doesn't it, to be able to see it. It really does.
It's like taking notes in class, you know, when you're trying to remember what was said. If you take good notes, then you can just review your notes.
My children, my three
pass
children.
Pass the test.
Yeah, exactly. Have always teased me about that, because when they were growing up in school, I would say, take good notes, take good notes. That's the key to it.
Because it's all about passing the test in the end.
Yes, it is. Know? And so we want to learn
this stuff.
But
we get a free pass sometimes.
We want to learn this stuff, don't we?
Yes.
We want to learn the truths of God's healing power in our lives. If you are sick today, if you have emotional situations going on in your life that's really causing you hassle today, stay with us for this show because God wants to set you free. If you're experiencing pain in your body, if you have some kind of physical diagnosis that isn't good, today is the day for you to be listening to the entire Living the Good Life show today because you're going to get truth that's going to set you free.
Well, it's too bad I can't sing because I want to sing the song we sang today, Rise and Be Healed.
Yes. But you can sing, so, you know, rise and be healed in the name of Jesus.
People shutting it off before we even get started.
Let faith arise in your soul.
That's right.
Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He can cleanse and make you whole. And that's our word to you today. So get ready, put your seatbelts on, because God's going to do a mighty thing here today on Living the Good Life. So listen to this first song that Connie has selected, Wide Open by New Song. It has to do with the arms of Jesus,
yep.
Doesn't it?
Yep.
This is a powerful song, Wide Open.
Heaven's gates were there seemed to be no hope for falling. We were prisoners of our sin, with no way to enter in. But God had a plan.
Connie, that's a good song, Wide Open. I've never heard that by New Song, but I love that group. And his nail-scarred hands are holding heaven's gates wide open, right?
Yep. Just
wow.
For us.
Just for us. Mm-hmm. Aren't we glad? Aren't yes. we so
special.
Blessed to know that we have a personal Lord and Savior who went to the cross for us? And that's what that's all about, the work that Jesus did on the cross. Mm-hmm. Which takes us to the book of 1 Peter. And if you have just joined us, you're listening to Living the Good Life, go with us to 1 Peter chapter 2. And we are Beacon of Hope Ministries, a global ministry, and we have a global prayer team, and we'll tell you more about that later on in the show. But we have a prayer crisis email crisis line that you can write your request to, and that is prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com. Go with me to 1 Peter chapter 2, and look about in the Message Bible. It doesn't always tell me the exact verse. I'm thinking it's about verse 22 or 23 of 1 Peter chapter 2. And it says this in the Message Bible. They called him, meaning Jesus, every name in the book. You know, they didn't treat him very well when they walked this earth, Connie. Hmm. They didn't treat him very well at all.
They didn't know what they had.
No, they didn't know who he was. They called him every name in the book, and he said nothing back. You know?
That's hard.
That's a prophecy, that he was not going to talk back. He suffered in silence, content to let God set things right. Wow.
Oh, if we could just
yes.
do that.
Oh, if we and it says here he used his servant body. And that is what is so critical about what Jesus did on the cross. Because he willingly became a servant and went to the cross for each of us and died on that cross willingly. And so Peter says here he used his servant body to carry our sins to the cross. That's what he did. He took our sins to the cross so we could be rid of sin. Wow. So we could be rid of sin. So we don't have to be beat down by all the junk that so often we have carried around in our lives. Jesus went to the cross so we could be rid of sin, free to live the right way. And what is that right way? That right way is living free from the guilt and the anguish of the junk we've done, free to live from away from the hang-ups that have gotten so many of us in trouble, and those sins that Paul talks about in Hebrews that so easily beset us, those things that we so naturally seem to gravitate to, you know? Jesus went to the cross so we could be rid of sin, free to live the right way. Now, here's the next part of that verse that is so critical, and this is 1 Peter 2:24. So if you have even a different translation, you're gonna love this. In fact, you have the NIV right there.
Yeah.
Why don't you read 1 Peter 2:24?
He himself bore our sins in his... Wait a minute. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
Amen. By his wounds you have been healed. We got to talk about that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read it to you in the Message Bible. His wounds became your healing. That's what they were. You were lost sheep with no idea who you were or where you were going. Now you're named and kept for good by the shepherd of your souls.
Wow.
He knows you by name. Some of you out there today listening to this broadcast may say, you know what? He's not serious about me. He doesn't seem to care what's going on in my life. I mean, I've got this ache and pain. I've got this problem. I've got this disease process working in my body. And some of you out there may genuinely feel that God doesn't care or notice what is going on in you. Do you agree with that?
No.
Absolutely not. Why? Because you know from a personal experience, don't you, Connie?
Yeah, it is amazing to me that the God who holds the universe in his hands cares about every detail of my life.
Right. Does he care if you have a headache?
Yeah. Because no matter what is going on, if it's something that's distracting me from doing my mission for him, he's a little loud, isn't he?
Yeah.
If it's distracting me from doing my mission for him.
Right.
He doesn't want it.
Exactly. And he wants your attention. He wants your focus, but he wants you to be able to carry out what he wants you to do.
It's kind of like the the mom who's trying to talk to her kids and they're just like not paying attention and they grab their face and they say, look at me.
Right.
not clenched jaw. I did that because it didn't sound right. Look at me. Listen.
Right.
Listen
yes.
to me.
Right.
And that's just what he wants. He wants to hold his hands around your face.
Yes.
Just hold your head in his hands and comfort you and say, look at me. Listen.
Exactly.
Follow me.
Exactly. And that's the God we serve here. Mm-hmm. And Jesus willingly went to the cross, but he went to the cross because he had to fulfill prophecy. Okay.
Right.
He had to be the sacrificial lamb.
Right.
Now let's go back to the book of Isaiah. I want to go back there and talk today about the prophecy that was given through the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah lived about 700 or 800 years before Jesus came on the scene. And God spoke to Isaiah's heart and had him write this down. And he wrote, the entire book, which is 66 chapters, but it was incredible that Isaiah got this whole thing correct of what was going to happen when Jesus came to this earth. Now, Isaiah doesn't name him by the name Jesus, but he does call him God's saving power, you know, God's Savior, which that is even what Jesus means, mm-hmm. you know, the Savior, okay? And in Isaiah chapter 53, if you have your Bible, we want to go back there because this is where it was prophesied 700 or 800 years before Jesus came on the scene. It was prophesied that Jesus was going to come, that in fact, in Isaiah in chapter 7, it says he would be born of a virgin. It tells in chapter 9 of Isaiah that he would be called Mighty Counselor, Emmanuel, God with us. All of these are prophecies in the book of Isaiah. And then we come over here to Isaiah chapter 53, and we see that God's Spirit revealed to the prophet Isaiah that this servant, meaning Jesus, would take a human form. Because if we start with Isaiah 53:1, it said, who would have thought God's saving power would look like this? You know, they had no clue what God's saving power was going to look like. And as it turned out, he came to earth, born in a manger, of a virgin, born and grew up, and he was the Son of God. And so we see here in chapter 53 of Isaiah, about verse 2, that this servant, who was Jesus, grew up before God, and it just kind of describes him, and it says there wasn't anything attractive about him, and nothing to cause us to take a second look. Isn't that interesting? I'm in the Message Bible. He was looked down on. We know that. We know his own family and his own townspeople rejected him. And he was passed over. A man who suffered, who knew pain. Isn't that cool?
But he did all that so that he knew how we would feel.
Exactly.
He experienced everything that we would ever have in our life.
Exactly.
He experienced it so that he knows. That's why he wants to have the relationship with us.
Amen. He experienced rejection.
Yeah.
He experienced the emotional pain because it says a man who suffered, who knew pain firsthand. One look at him and people turned away. We looked down on him, thought he was scum, it says in the Message Bible. And so many people did not understand that this was the Messiah that was walking among them. They had no clue that he was the Passover lamb.
Well, and if you think about it now, in this day,
right,
when we see people who are less than us,
right,
he expects us to treat them,
amen,
the way we would want to treat anybody,
exactly,
because what we do to the least of these is what, amen, we do to him.
Amen. That's a good point. That's a good point. And he actually purposely took on that servant role. Mm-hmm. You know, he wasn't born in a palace. Mm-hmm. He wasn't born like Moses. Moses was actually born. He was actually born to a Hebrew couple, but he grew up in the palace as the prince of Egypt. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus wasn't even that. He was born in a stable. You know, he took on that servant That whole concept of being a servant is critical to us understanding why you deserve healing for your physical body. Some of you may be thinking right now, I think she's off track. No, no, no. We're not off track. No. We're right on.
We're on track.
We're on track to explain to you why Jesus did what he did and why the cross provides healing for your physical body.
Well, and to just think about the fact that this was God's plan from the very beginning.
Yes.
He knew we were going to sin. He knew Adam and Eve were going to sin, you know, and he made provisions for us.
He
keeps giving us the second, the third, the fourth,
yes,
the 10,000 millionth chance.
Right.
So that we don't lose our salvation.
Amen.
So that we can always be with him at some point.
Amen.
He does everything we can.
Well, there may be some people out there, Connie, saying, well, yeah, I understand that he provides salvation, but what do you mean healing from my physical body? Because there's a lot of people that believe that, hey, if they got sick, maybe they've done something awful in their life, so they deserve to get sick or whatever the case may be. A lot of people think they deserve it. Or,
no.
You know, I've had people say, well, the reason so-and-so has cancer is because they did this, this, and this in their life.
No.
But God does not have cancer in heaven.
God doesn't do it.
God doesn't do it. The enemy, Satan, is the one who brings sickness and disease. So let's look at this in Isaiah 53. I think about verse 5. The fact is, it was our pains he carried. Okay? Now, this is critical to understanding what Jesus did on the cross. I'm in Isaiah 53, about verse 5. Is that right? In the NIV?
Four.
Verse 4, Isaiah 53, 4. Why don't you read it in the NIV, Connie?
Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted.
Right.
But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
Wow. And Isaiah prophesied that 700 or 800 years before it happened. Mm-hmm. God revealed to his prophet Isaiah he was going to do this, send his son, and this son would carry all of our infirmities, it says. In the original Hebrew, it says pains and sicknesses. That's what it says. The fact is, it was our pains he carried, okay? Mm-hmm. Our disfigurements, it says here in the Message Bible. All the things wrong with us. Connie, this isn't just physical problems, because there's a lot of things wrong with people that are not just physical. Mm-hmm. I mean, you may look at somebody and say, wow, they look okay. I don't see a broken arm. I don't see a bandaged head. I don't see stitches in their cheek or whatever. But yet you start speaking with them and you know something's drastically wrong with them.
Mm-hmm. Their heart or their mind.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or their emotions, or they can't carry on a conversation without screaming and yelling and being mad about this or that, or they're easily jealous or easily envious or mean or nasty or abusive. These are things wrong with people.
Yeah.
You know, these aren't things that are okay, you know? And so often these are emotional hangups that have been there for a real long time for one reason or another. And we could have a whole show on that.
Yeah.
But the whole point is that God saw down through time and he said, look, you people need healing. I mean, you need healing. And boy, I tell you what, I wish you could have been with us at Beacon of Hope today, because the healing rivers were flowing. And God says right here that it was our sins that did all this suffering to Jesus. Jesus suffered for our sins. He went to the cross and he took our sins. And it also says in 1 Peter, where we read earlier, that by his stripes we were healed. Why were we already healed? And we're not talking about are, although we are. If we were, we are, right?
Mm-hmm. You explain that
unless
one.
You lost it somewhere in between.
Well,
we are going to explain that one. We are going to explain that, because it was what Jesus did, that's past tense, on the cross, that allows us to profoundly say and mean it with all our hearts that because Jesus went to the cross and carried our sins, he also carried all of our diseases and sicknesses. According to the original Hebrew, those words are translated pains and sicknesses, infirmities. Jesus took all of that in his body on the cross. Oh, that's, I can get preaching on this. I can tell you. Right now, we are going to talk about this whole concept, and Pastor Jim's going to call in here in a minute, and we're going to have a discussion about this. But Connie, aren't you glad that healing is provided by the work of Jesus on the cross? It's not just the forgiveness of your sin.
Yes.
Have you had to claim it ever?
Always. Every minute.
Have there been times you've had physical problems that you just had to claim God's healing in your body?
Well, you know, there's been, in the last year or so, there's been several times that I've almost died.
Right.
Twice.
Yeah.
So.
You're here for a reason.
Yeah. And you know, it was, I just knew things were going to be okay. It just, you know, it's just getting through the scary part.
Right.
But he was there.
He was there.
Mm-hmm. And I never doubted that he was there.
Amen. And we are going to pray for sick people today on the air. So again, if you know somebody that is sick or maybe has had a recent bad diagnosis, get them on the online right now at tantalk1340.com. And they can push the button on listen, and they can be a part of this show and be prayed for and get that healing touch of God in their lives. Listen to station identification. Don't go anywhere. Come right back.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg. WDCF, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, Wesley Chapel.
All right. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister with my buddy Connie Farmer right here. We have email up and running. We want to hear from you. Just write us a note or a question or a comment to pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. And there are so many of you that do listen from other states. We hear from you from time to time. And I mentioned this last week, but it bears repeating. We've been having a problem on our website with the PayPal system. And the PayPal company had to get things straightened out. And it is finally straightened out, to the best of my knowledge. You can go to our website, www.beaconofhopeministries.com, and you can actually make a donation to the ministry. Mm-hmm. For the radio outreach here. And we want to expand this. We've been on the air now over 2 years. Today is show 119, Connie, because you always write that on our program, which is kind of cool. You keep track. So we have been on the radio for 119 shows on this radio station at 4:30 to 6 every Sunday live, and it's always a joy to come into your homes and be a part of you. And we're going to get some discussion going on here about this topic of physical healing, because it is a critical topic for each of us. Pastor Jim, are you on the air?
I am on the air.
All right. Pastor Jim, you had a miracle this week. It didn't have anything to do with physical healing, though, did it? But you did have a miracle, and I think we should give God the glory for it, if you want to give us a...
Well, you know, to me, that's, in a way, that's just as much a part of the atonement as healing, because it's all a part of what Jesus did for us on the cross. He protects us. He moves in our lives in miraculous ways.
Amen. Amen. And Thursday morning, after we had had a powerful Bible study Wednesday night, Pastor Jim, you and I walked out of there Wednesday night and we said, boy, that's one of the best Bible studies we've had. It was just incredible move of God among us. And we were both so excited. We walked out of there. And Thursday morning, what happened to you?
Well, my partner and I's car got stolen.
Yep.
So that, you know, the first thing I did was call my partner and make sure he didn't have it.
Right.
Second thing I did was then, when I found out he didn't, call the police, call the insurance, and then I called our prayer line. I heard you mentioning that earlier.
Yes.
I called the prayer line, and it was such a blessing. I mean, I wrote down urgent prayer, and you know what? God answered it.
Yes.
Because within 6 hours, the car had been found, and praise God, there was nothing major wrong with it. We did have to have the ignition fixed, and there's one small dent. We had to get some tires replaced, but God is so faithful, even in that, because it could have been, I'm sure it was Satan's wish that car would never be found.
Right, exactly.
It could really put us in a bind.
Right.
But God was there and answered that prayer. And then, it gave me, I have to say, I forgot to mention this morning at church. It gave me such joy then, once we got the car back home, to be able to type out, okay, God moves, here's the answer.
Isn't that wonderful when we can give those praise reports? Praise
Amen.
God. And, you know, Pastor Jim, we're teaching on healing right now, as you know. And there's been, you know, that was a tremendous answer to prayer for you guys on Thursday. And we have been seeing people healed and people set free from all kinds of junk that's been in their lives for a long time. Isn't that exciting to you, Connie? I mean, jump in here.
I love it.
Yeah, because it just shows, and Connie had mentioned it earlier about how, you know, we serve a God who gives us infinite, you know, just gives us, when we fail, and he knows we're going to do that, he's already provided for the forgiveness for our sins, you
Amen.
Know, through what Jesus did on the cross,
right.
through the atonement. Every sin we had ever committed before we became Christian,
right.
and ever would, and
right.
not just us, but every human being,
right.
every sin's already been atoned for.
Right. Isn't that so powerful? And, you know, there's so many people, and I'm going to address this first to Connie and then you, Pastor Jim. What do you say to so many people around the world who don't realize that they can be free from sickness, disease, emotional hang-ups that just crush them? What do you say to them? I mean,
well, you know, some of them, I'll talk to them about what God's done for me.
Right. And, you are quite the little missionary, by the way.
And, you know, they'll like, well, but, you know, no. I said, you know, would it really hurt to try it?
Right.
Just
exactly.
try it.
Right.
Just do it.
Right.
Take
right.
a chance. Step
well,
out.
I think, you know, what I've gotten is, well, God doesn't care. He's just like a big it in the sky somewhere.
Right.
You know, but we experience at church.
Right.
Is, and what, you know, what we see in the Word, because what we see in the Word is what we experience at church.
Right.
We see a God who cares, a God who is there.
Yes.
And a God who cares for us.
Exactly.
A God who loved us enough to give his Son for us.
Right.
And, you know, and you brought that article, or Connie brought in that article in the paper about the church.
Right.
That said, what was it? Something about no shame.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
You know, that you know, here's the love. We love God and we feel no sense of shame.
Right. Yes.
And I think, at least for my, you know, a lot of people that I've talked with, because of something in their life, they feel a sense of shame and unworthiness that, oh, I can't approach God for this. I can't ask God for healing. I'm not worthy.
Oh, well, I'm glad you brought that up. Yes.
Yeah, well, you know what? On our own, yeah, we're not. But because of what Jesus did, he's made us worthy.
Amen. And that's the whole thing. And I wanted to bring this point up so you have. Let's do it. There's so many people who don't get healing in their physical bodies because they feel that they've done something awful or that something in their life, it just makes them deserve to have cancer or lung disease or some other major problem. Connie, you first. What do you think? Say to that, because there's people out there like that.
What if you asked God to heal you and he healed you, and what kind of story could you tell other people?
Yes.
Amen.
Wow.
You know? Exactly.
Well, and you know, also there's that scripture, I believe is in John chapter 9, where the disciples ask him, who sinned?
Yeah.
Right.
This man or his parents?
Right.
In order for him to be born blind.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, oh, no. That's not how it works.
That is what Jesus said, Pastor
yeah.
Jim. He did say that's not how it works. It's not about who sinned. It's that this will get glory for God. This healing will get glory. And, you know, I've got to say this, because growing up as a missionary's kid and a pastor's kid all my life in the church, I've heard people stand up in church, well-meaning people, and give a testimony. Well, God put this cancer on me, and, you know, since I got it, I've been getting closer to God, and he got my attention with this cancer. I'm going to start with you, Connie, and then we'll go to Pastor Jim. What do you say to people who think that?
Well, I say that he's just trying to fill that hole.
Right.
That God-shaped hole.
Explain that to our listening audience.
Well, it starts way back with Adam and Eve, but I won't go back there.
Okay. All right. Don't go that far.
You know, he brought us to the earth so that we could have a relationship with him, period.
Right. Right.
And Adam and Eve screwed it up.
Right.
But he knew it.
Right.
And, you know, I think that when he knows us in our mother's womb, when he created us, he creates us with a need for him.
Yes.
Some of us recognize it early. Some of us recognize it late. Some of us need knocked in the head to recognize it.
That we need God.
Some people do live, and the devil does give them diseases or things that make them seek God.
Yeah, right. Because, it happens.
Because they don't have any other choice.
But the disease does not come from God.
No,
we got to make that very clear to our listening audience. It does not come from God.
Right. And
but God allows it.
Right. He allows it.
Yeah.
But he also will not give you more than you can handle.
Right. Pastor Jim, what's your comment on all that?
Well, yeah, I agree. And, you know, you find me one place in the New Testament where Jesus put a disease on somebody.
Right. He didn't.
No, he didn't. He was taking diseases off of them. And you read it earlier. He's borne our sicknesses. He took them so we don't have to carry them. And, you know, like you said before, Pastor, there's no cancer. There's no sickness in heaven.
Right, exactly.
You know, this will be my cross to bear, you know.
Right. No.
We don't have to bear that because, you know, Jesus already did.
Right, exactly. Well, I remind you both here and our listening audience of the end of chapter 9 of Matthew. This came to me as we were just talking, starting with verse 35, Matthew 9:35, and it's like three verses here, and I'm going to read it in the Message Bible, and then you can both give me a comment. Then Jesus made a circuit of all the towns and villages. He taught in their meeting places. He reported kingdom news, that's praise reports, and he healed their diseased bodies, healed their bruised and hurt lives. When he looked out over the crowds, his heart broke. So confused and aimless they were, like sheep with no shepherd. What a huge harvest, he said to his disciples. How few workers. On your knees and pray for harvest hands. Who's first with your comment? Did he, by the way, does it say in any of those verses that he put disease and broken hearts and bruised lives, did he put any of that on people?
Well, no, absolutely not. In verse 35, it talks about he taught, he preached the gospel of the kingdom, and he backed that up with healing.
Yes, he did.
You know, I mean, that's the ideal kind of process there, is that you don't preach the kingdom of God for people to get sick. You preach the kingdom of God to invade Satan's territory.
Yes.
To bring the kingdom of God where there is sickness and disease and, you know, oppression, you know, oppression of the devil, and you break those bonds.
Amen. We did that this morning at Beacon of Hope, Pastor Jim.
Amen. We sure did.
Praise God. Connie, do you have a comment to that, or what Jesus went about doing?
Well, I really got touched by the healing their bruised and hurt lives.
Yes.
That's an aspect that I seem to deal with a lot
with some of
my friends and people that I come across that, you know, working in a hospital, there's all kinds of lives at stake.
Yes.
And I deal with parents all the time, and it's just really hard. And,
yes,
you know, you have to be strong and you have to give them words of encouragement and, you know, and...
That's a great point.
Yeah. And a lot of people have the faith.
Right.
It's just weak. And you can see they're just so beaten down.
Yes.
You know, and they just need somebody to say, you know, you can do this. You can walk this.
Amen. And we're here today to talk about God's healing power. We're going to do this song, Pastor Jim. Can you stay on with us?
Sure.
Okay, don't go anywhere. The Healing Hand of God by Jeremy Camp. And then we're coming back to Isaiah 53. So call a friend. You still have time. Jeremy Camp, Healing Hand of God.
I have seen the many faces of fear and of pain. I haven't watched the tears fall plenty from heartache and strain. So if life's journey has you weary and afraid, there's rest in the shadow of his wings. I have walked through the valleys, the mountains and plains. I have held the hand of freedom that washes all my stains. If you feel the weight of many trials and burdens from this world, there's freedom in the shelter of the Lord. I have seen the healing hand of God reaching out and mending broken hearts. Taste and see the fullness of his peace, and hold on to what's been held out, the healing hand of God. Touch the scars upon his hands to see if they were real. He has walked the road before me. He knows just how I feel. When you feel that there's not anyone who understands your pain, just remember all of Jesus' suffering.
I have seen the healing hand of God. Praise God. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. Pastor Jim, isn't that amazing how God gives Connie the right songs and how that just all ties together when we don't plan this? We plan a subject, but we don't plan how everything's going to tie in or what we're going to say.
Amen. I mean, I just have to say praise God for Connie having that hearing ear.
Yes.
To know. Kind of tune into what God wants.
Yes.
You know, in the radio shows.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. The healing hand of God. And you know, we're all just creatures running around here not sure of everything, but also wanting to learn. And what sets us apart is that we really want to hear from God. You know, we don't want to just go around like aimless little sheep. So that takes me to verse 6 of Isaiah 53. And if you've just tuned in with us, go to Isaiah 53, verse 6, and look at this. We're all like sheep who've wandered off and gotten lost. Ever felt like that? Some of you listening today may feel like a little lost sheep out there, just kind of on your own, wondering how God could ever heal you, or how God could ever change you, or how God could ever have a reason for your life or use you. You know, I've felt that way once in a while. Have you? I felt like a little black sheep, actually.
Yeah.
You know, and it says here, we're all like sheep who've wandered off and gotten lost. We've all done our own thing. Have you ever done that, Pastor Jim?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Gone our own way. And God has piled all our sins, everything we've done wrong, on him, Jesus. Was all piled on Jesus. You know, Pastor Jim, I think a lot of times people do not receive their healing because they feel unworthy. We brought this point up a little earlier. I want to go back to it a minute. Guilt and condemnation are huge tools the devil uses to keep people sick. And I want you both to comment on that. Who's first?
They're not from God.
They're not from God.
They're not from God. And, you know, there's so many times that I see sick babies. And, you know, you have to know that babies are innocent.
That's right. There you go.
And so for whatever reason, me taking care of babies helps me understand God better.
Yes.
You know, I just can see his face in every single one of those babies.
Yes, yes.
And
you pray over them, don't you?
Yeah.
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 And you just see that God wants them well and whole. And Pastor Jim, do you have a comment to that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think especially, I mean, I know from my own life, there was a time after I came out that I was convinced that God didn't want anything to do with me.
Right.
And, of course, at that point, I didn't want anything to do with God either. But at that point, I was thinking, I can't come to God because of who I am, because of what I've done.
Right.
And that slowly, surely, God worked on those feelings, and I found out, you know, I was way wrong to begin with.
Right.
But I think a lot of times people, because of something that's either happened to them or just their own self-esteem, they honestly think that they can't receive anything from God because what possible use could God have for me?
Right.
You know, and
but he created everybody for a purpose.
Exactly.
And people just don't understand that they really are a child of God.
Well, I got to go back to what we just read a few minutes ago to both of you, Matthew chapter 9, where it says right there, and boy, did that ever flow perfectly into that song. But Matthew chapter 9 there, where it says He healed their diseased bodies and healed their bruised and hurt lives. Mm-hmm. Because there's not a person listening today who doesn't have areas of bruises emotionally and hurt in their lives. And you maybe your body is perfectly sound and whole today, although most people have some things that are going on in their body, some reason to need some healing touch of God. But if you don't need it physically, the chances are huge that you need it emotionally. Mm-hmm. And that God wants to emotionally heal your bruised and hurt lives. And that's what Jesus already went to the cross for. He did that.
Pastor?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Can I read verse 30? I think it's verse 36 out of the English Standard Version. And I think it's going to sound a lot like Connie's NIV.
Okay, go ahead.
It says, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless.
Wow.
Like sheep without a shepherd.
Yes.
And that is just so cool, the way that's phrased. You know, how many of us don't feel harassed and at the end of our rope and totally helpless?
Right.
And yet, that's the point where we need to really know that Jesus does have compassion for us.
Exactly.
That his heart goes out to us in our brokenness.
Amen. And that, that compassion that he has. And then he goes on in those verses right there to both of you. Let me say this. He says, there's so few workers. Would you both agree with that?
Yes.
And, yeah, amen.
And he says, get on your knees and pray for harvest hands. And I like those that term, harvest hands, because that is what we need to see. We need to see more people that are actually carrying that burden for others and care whether or not their neighbor has just been diagnosed with cancer. We've got a young person, she's only 33, in our church, and she's a mother of a little girl that's 12. Mm-hmm. And Kim was recently diagnosed just about a month ago with lymphoma. And she just started chemo last week. And my heart goes out to her, and I know that those of you out there listening now, because you've just heard me say her name, will put her name on your prayer list and pray for Kim. And we are claiming total and complete healing over her. And we're not settling for part of it. We want every bit of it, all the cancer in her body gone, every bit of it, each test. In fact, we had a big praise report last week because her bone marrow biopsy came back with no cancer in her bones, which was huge. Mm-hmm. So, Pastor Jim, what do we do here to get people to realize that God does care about these pains, infirmities, sicknesses, emotional bruises that people carry around?
As a body and individually, we have to minister life to them.
Yes.
To the people who are broken. I mean, it could be like, you know, Connie, you praying over the sick babies. I've asked for people at church to pray for some of my clients. You know, just ministering life.
Yes.
Because so many people think all they have is death.
Right.
Yeah. All they have is brokenness. We need to be the ones actually ministering life and wholeness, and let God use us as channels of His power to minister His life into their lives. I mean, and it can be as simple, really, as just saying hello to somebody.
Yeah.
Or
smiling.
Yeah, you know, helping somebody across the street, or carrying neighbor's groceries, even. Mm-hmm. You know, it is great when we, like we saw today, when the miraculous happens to confirm the word.
Yes.
But sometimes it's not going to be the fireworks.
Right.
Right.
It's going to be maybe the little sparkler.
But, you know, we have that prayer ministry that I mentioned earlier, you know, mm-hmm. prayers at beaconofhopeministries.com. I found myself saying to somebody who was somebody at my job, you know, last week, not my ministry job, my day job, saying, you know what, we have this fantastic prayer team, and can I put your name on that, or, you know, whatever. We have that ability to band together and pray for diseases and emotional stuff. Connie wanted to say something here. Jump in.
I forgot it.
You forgot it? Okay. When it comes back to you, then.
Hopefully it'll come back.
I'll jump in for just a second.
Jump in.
Jump in.
The situation that happened with our car, you know, that gave me a wonderful opportunity to talk about how God answers prayer.
Yes.
Because everybody at my job was, everybody was really concerned about it. And I was able to say, you know what? I said, God gave us the car back, and basically unharmed. And, you know, I believe it's an answer to prayer.
Yes, absolutely. And what have you done with that? Right now, you just put that praise report out over the air around the world here, Pastor Jim. So if for nothing else, you know, this happened. Look, you can use this example. This just happened to you Thursday as an answer to prayer of what God did, right?
Right. And, you know, and it shows that, well, and I believe that's part of God's compassion, because God doesn't want us to suffer.
Yes.
Right. You know, so this is God's compassion to get that car back. It's snatched out of the hands of Satan, basically.
Yes.
But look at the story it gave for you to tell everybody.
Yeah.
And there's somebody that needed to hear that exact example.
Yes.
There's somebody.
Well, just last summer, Connie, you were stricken. With some bad situation physically, and ended up having to have emergency surgery. Mm-hmm. And then you developed a very bad infection that was hospital induced.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were extremely sick. Mm-hmm. But.
And yeah.
God intervened.
He did. And, you know, I don't know if I can do it.
Okay.
you know, I have to admit that my faith wavered a little.
Yeah.
A little.
You were pretty sick.
And, but yet he woke me up. God woke me up in the middle of the night, and my TV was on in my room.
Okay.
In the hospital room. And, I don't even remember who the person was that was talking, but they were talking about healing, and they were talking about just give him time. Just give it to him.
Yes.
You know, and so it just got me right back on track, you know, and it was, and yeah, there were things that happened, and I spent 3 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks with a friend of mine because I needed somebody to give me my antibiotics.
Right.
And, but praise God, really, if you really think about it, my time off from work, I went back to work almost exactly when I had planned to go.
Right.
So, but the whole month of August last year, don't remember.
Right.
You know, it was, it was just gone.
But God brought you through. He healed your body.
He did. He did. He healed my mind, too.
We sang that little song today. Look what the Lord has done. Yeah. He healed my body. He healed my mind. Oh. And just in the nick of time, praise God. Pastor Jim, he's a healer of our bodies and our emotions. And there's so many people out there that need this touch. I want to read a couple verses from Isaiah 53 here. And it says this. The fact is, I love this in the Message Bible. I'm in back in Isaiah 53, verse 4. The fact is, it's a fact, guys. It was our pains he carried. Our disfigurements, all the things wrong with us, guys, he's already carried. If you suffer from a lot of anger, if you suffer from a lot of emotional junk and bondage, he's already carried it. He's carried it all. And listen to this. We thought he brought it on himself, that God was punishing him for our failures. And instead, it was our sins that did this to him, that ripped and tore and crushed him, our sins. And he took the punishment that made us whole. Through his bruises, we get healed. We're all like sheep who've wandered off and gotten lost. We've all done our own thing, gone our own way, and God has piled all our sins, everything we've done on him. Wow. Pastor Jim, do you have a comment on that? And then we've got an email that just came in. Are you going to read an email? No?
Sure, I'll read it.
Okay. Pastor Jim, give us a comment.
Well, yeah, that's just, in fact, that's one of my favorite portions of Scripture completely, is this particular passage, because it just shows God's love and laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Yes.
Not some of our iniquity, not the iniquities of some of us, but all of our iniquities for everybody.
Amen. That includes everybody listening right now. We'll come to this email in a minute. I just had to look at the clock. Look at this. Natalie Grant, listen to this song, Because of Love. And then we're going to come back and read you an email that just came in. You still have time to email us at pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. We're glad you're listening to Living the Good Life. Natalie Grant.
Because of love, he left his throne. And made this earth his home. He did it willingly for you and me. With heaven left behind, he came to save all mankind from sin and shame. He could have walked away,
Praise God. What a great song. I've never heard that before. Connie, it just ties in perfectly.
I haven't heard it before either until I just found it on this. You know, when you told me we were going to talk about healing.
Yes.
All I did was just start looking through some of my CDs that
right.
I have and
right.
then also some music that I also had. And I just felt like, and I read the scriptures that we were going to cover, and I just felt like it needed to be about Jesus.
Yes, it is all about Jesus.
And, you know, with everything that he did for us.
Yes.
And he willingly went to the cross.
Amen.
And I just happened to pick up this one CD. That song is on a CD that is a Max Lucado CD.
Okay.
It's called He Chose the Nails. And it's about, he wrote that book called He Chose the Nails.
Right.
But what he did was he took excerpts out of the book, and there are songs. There's probably about 16 or 17 tracks on this CD.
Wow.
And there were songs, and then he would read excerpts from the
yeah.
book. And then, he did a fantastic, he talked about John 3:16, you know, for God so loved the world. Who is the world?
Yes.
Are you a part of the world?
Amen.
Am I a part of the
yes.
world?
Yes.
You know, does this mean you're
right.
a part, you know? And he just went through the whole verse and explained that it was meant for every single one of us.
Every one of us.
Every one of us. And it doesn't matter what we've done. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter anything about you. It's the fact that he loves you
Amen.
No matter what.
Amen.
And if you love Jesus and you believe that he's the Son of God, that's it.
Amen. Read this email.
Can it really be that simple?
It's that simple. Read this email, if you will, that just came in. You can leave the name off, but
okay.
But at least read what it just said.
I wanted to express my heartfelt gratitude for today's service. I've been lifted to a higher level of God's grace and mercy. I've been blessed by a wonderful gift of healing from the Father. My own unworthiness has become whole. The cross is for everyone. No matter how dire circumstances are, God's healing and miracles are a breath away.
Yes.
Breathe on me, O God. Lord, walking in God's healing.
Wow. That is beautiful. Pastor Jim, do you have a comment while Connie cries over here for a little while?
No, I can get mine out without choking.
Okay.
That was great.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, and that's one thing that the ministry is all about is, you know, we don't know who all we're reaching.
Right.
All we know is we're reaching people with
exactly.
the gospel.
Exactly. It's worth every minute of it, isn't it?
It is.
You know, when this email just came in, because I know who it was from, I thought it is worth all the hours of preparation that we do or that I do and prayer that we all do and getting ready for this service, getting ready for this radio show. No, we don't have a script. We let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us. And yeah, Connie only has a general direction of where the show's going to go, and she is responsible for the music. And amazing how God's Holy Spirit works within all of us to tie it all together. And that's because God wants to get a work done right now, Pastor Jim. There are some people out there listening who maybe have not felt worthy for God to heal their bodies or their minds or their emotions. Maybe they haven't felt spiritual enough. Do you have a comment to that?
Just that you don't have to be spiritual. You don't have to be a quote-unquote saint for God to love you and for God to move in your life.
Exactly.
I mean, there's that old adage, you know, God helps those who help themselves. That's so unscriptural. Because
right.
God helps those who can't help themselves, and that's every one of us.
Amen. Amen. And he wants to meet your need no matter what is going on in your life right now.
Amen.
Go ahead, Connie.
Well, I was just going to say that I'm a perfect example of what you're saying because, you know, I never would have imagined that God could use me in the way that he uses me.
Right.
And that I can be the conduit to be able to provide the music.
Right.
The right song, put the stuff together in order for it to affect somebody.
Yes.
I never would have imagined that ever.
But you just simply said, yes, Lord, you know, and when you said, yes, Lord, and y'all do what you want me to do, then the ministry has evolved and this need became apparent and you stepped into it and said, yes, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. And really, as you have done this, it increases your faith because you rely on God and say, God, what do you want done? Right.
Yeah.
And then we have to be the ones that go through that open door, do what he tells us to do, preach the words he tells us to preach, teach what he tells us to teach, and believe that God's going to get done in people's lives, like the email that came in from the individual this morning who received that healing. Mm-hmm. We believe that God's going to get the work done that he wants to get done if we're simply faithful servants to do our part. You know, be the conduit that you said, mm-hmm. you know, we just do our part and then he does the rest of it. You know, he does the work in the lives. He does the work right now.
He's
people listening.
On their hearts.
He's working on hearts right now.
Yeah.
Pastor Jim, do you understand? And I know you do that how it feels for people when their life is all broken up and a mess.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when people are saying, maybe there's people out there listening right now, Pastor Jim, that have had a recent very severe diagnosis of something. Maybe they're in distress. Maybe they're into addictions that are so deep and severe that they can't hardly even get up and lift their head off the pillow or go to work. Maybe they're, you know, in some dire circumstance in their life. And what do we say, Connie and Pastor Jim, what do we say to these people about God and what he wants to do in their lives? I mean, Pastor Jim, you can start first this time.
Well, I just remember those, Betsy Ten Boom said, the Ten Boom sisters had been sent to Ravensbrück concentration camp for hiding Jews in their home. And Betsy was very, very ill, but she had a vision from God where they knew, or she knew that Corey, her sister, would be ministering to all these people and telling them just this very thing.
Right.
About all your hurts and your pains and your addictions and your bondages and whatever. And she said, there's no pit so deep that God is not deeper still.
He's right there.
Yeah, I mean, and... There's no place. And what does it say in Psalm 139? Where can I go from your presence? I can make my bed in hell, and you're there. I mean, that, you know, it says I can make my bed in the place of the dead, and you're still with
me. Yeah, God never leaves us. He never leaves us. And for those of you out there today that are suffering physically or emotionally, God has not left you. He's right there with you. Connie, your turn.
Well, what came to mind when you asked that question was, God will make a way where there always seems to be no way.
Exactly.
And when I think about kids being sick or people being sick or things being wrong in people's lives, there's something that you're meant to learn about it. And God doesn't heal every child.
Right.
We have babies that die. We have kids that die. We have kids that die at the hand of adults. We have, you know, and those things are just... They're horrendous things.
Right.
And they're hard to deal with. But there's something that was meant to be learned from that.
Right.
If you can see through the pain, if you can work through the pain.
Right.
And see what it is, what good that person or that baby did.
Yes.
Or those feelings. And you know, there's something good that comes of everything.
That's exactly there's, right.
And the God means something good from everything.
Right.
And to be able to see it and then deal with it.
Amen.
Is what he wants you to do.
Exactly. And when there are times in our lives where we realize that our bodies, let's just take that example, that our bodies are beat up by disease, mm-hmm. we have got to learn to see that disease on Jesus. Pastor Jim, do you want to elaborate on that concept a minute?
Yeah, that's a really good point. You have to believe that Jesus took that disease. And, you know, by his stripes we are healed. When Pilate ordered Jesus to be whipped, to be scourged,
yes,
it's referring to there, by the stripes laid upon his back.
Amen.
Each one of those stripes was healing for us. Where he was broken,
yes,
by that scourging, we've been made whole.
Amen.
The chastisement of our people, the Hebrew word there is shalom, and that means not just peace, but wholeness.
Exactly.
So
yes.
When something hits us, we need to see our flu upon Jesus, or our heart condition, or our cancer, or whatever it is. Jesus took it already.
Amen. We've got to learn to see it differently. It is not my disease. It's not my
right.
emotional hang-up. It's not my pain in my body. This is junk that's been put on me, and I have got to learn to resist it, fall out of agreement with it.
You don't have to own it.
You don't have to own it. That's
no.
exactly right.
It doesn't have to take up residence.
Exactly.
Let it go. Let it go.
And if when you see that Jesus already took that in mm-hmm. his body on the cross, then why should you keep it if Jesus already paid the price for it? Why keep it? Pastor Jim, why keep it?
Why? Absolutely not.
Unless you want to be a martyr, I guess. Huh?
Some people do it for attention.
I honestly think that's why some people do it, though.
Sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, look at me.
Poor me.
I'm suffering for Jesus.
Exactly.
Now, Jesus did all the suffering. We need, he already did that. So we
yes.
don't have to do that. But I agree. Some people do it just for attention or to be a martyr.
Right.
And, the gift of martyrdom is a one-time gift, and you'll know when it comes upon you. So.
One-time gift. And we haven't been called to that. But this whole concept of learning, and when you study the scripture, it is clear from 1 Peter 2:24 and Isaiah 53 that Jesus took the pains and sicknesses in his body on the cross so that we don't have to do it. Right?
Amen.
Connie?
Amen.
If we're spending our time being martyrs and all this other stuff, drama queens and kings, whatever, then we're not doing what we were put on this earth to do.
Exactly.
Because God gave us all a mission.
Yes.
And,
good point.
And, everybody's easily distracted, but you've got to stay on track. You got to keep
yes.
the focus and do what you're here to do.
That right. exactly right.
And, you could be like me and spend 40 years walking around the same dang mountain forever, and finally getting a hold of what the truth is.
Yes.
And then trying to catch up for lost time.
Yeah. But when you got
radical.
The truth.
Radical.
You became very radical, didn't you? Because, Connie, you believed it. You believed what
and
the
I'm
word says.
Remember, I'm a shy person.
Yeah, well, you used to be a shy person, but I don't think you are anymore. But the truth of the matter is that you're a perfect example of this. Okay?
Not perfect.
No, but
example.
You're an example of this. That's right. You're not perfect. But you are an example of this, that you got a hold of the truth of God's word and you chose to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Jim, isn't that what it's about? Putting yourself in agreement with what the word says about us?
Yeah, because the word, the word is alive. And one of the prayers that we pray often at our Wednesday night prayer meeting before Bible study says, I'm going to give the word first place. I'm going to stand in agreement with the word and disagree with anything that
That's right.
With the word.
That's exactly right.
And, you know, the world tries to tell us, well, you know, you're going to be sick. Well, no, the word tells me that I'm healed.
Amen. And we are going to pray for the sick in just a moment. When Life Gets Broken by Russ Lee and Michael O'Brien, listen to this song and then get ready. Get yourself in the right framework because you're going to get your healing.
Hands reaching out with no one to hold. You've been abandoned with no place to go. And wanting such desperate times, cold bitter tears are filling your eyes. Get a glimpse of Jesus, for he is right there with you. He knows just what you need. 'Cause when life gets broken, when you're in despair, you carry your burden. But when it's too much to bear, it's down in the valley where he'll give you strength. And there is nothing you have lost that he can't replace. He'll help you start all over. When life gets broken, you hoped God would heal her, but she went home anyway. Now it's hard to imagine how you make it through the days. Weeks turn to years, time's passing you by. You're still holding on to the hows and the why. Get a glimpse of Jesus, for he is right there with you. He knows just what you need. 'Cause when life gets broken, when you're in despair, you carry your burden. When it's too much to bear, it's down in the valley where he'll give you strength. And there is nothing you have lost that he can't replace. He'll help you start all over again when life gets broken.
That song. Get a glimpse of Jesus. He's right there with you. He knows just what you need. Perfect song.
Once again, he falls through. He does.
There are so many out there right now that need God's healing touch. Pastor Jim, are you still on the line?
I'm still here.
All right. So I want you and Connie to agree with me right now as we reach out and pray for anybody listening today that needs God's touch in their lives. And then I want to give you both an opportunity to give a final thought before we go off the air. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for the saving, delivering, and healing power of Almighty God that is at work within us, that is demonstrated and discussed and told us in the Word of God that we can actually grab a hold of and believe that Jesus Christ of Nazareth went to the cross willingly, became the sin offering and the sickness offering for us. We thank you, God, that you sent your Son Jesus to this earth, and you took our sins, our pains, our disfigurements, our infirmities, all the junk, the bruises, the hurt in our lives. You took it in your body on the cross that we might be dead to sin and alive to righteousness. And by your stripes, we were healed. And if we were healed, God, then we are healed. So right now, we claim for these dear listeners, every single one of them, those we cannot see, those we cannot hear, but we know they're out there, God. We thank you right now for each listener that needs a touch from you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, be healed, dear one. Whatever your problem is, there's somebody right now that's got pain in your right eye that's going back through your head. You're having a bad migraine. You've been having a problem. Jesus says you're healed. Reach up and thank him for it right now and take it. There's somebody else that's got a bone that's just aching in their body. I think it's in your leg. I'm not sure where, but God knows where it is. I see a leg. So I believe it's in your leg. I don't know if it's arthritis or if it's an actual break that's happened to you. God says you are healed in Jesus' name. Start thanking God that the pain is leaving you. There's somebody right now with stomach disorder. There's a problem in your stomach that causes you a whole lot of pain, causes you a whole lot of problems in your stomach, in your bowel area. In the name of Jesus, you be healed in Jesus' name. Take it, take the healing right now. There's somebody who's got pain in an ear, and that ear is healed right now in Jesus' name. There is somebody who's been having all kinds of throat problems, and God says to you, you are the healed one. There's somebody that's got COPD in your lungs. God says, be healed right now in Jesus' name. There are some of you right now that have been bruised and beaten and actually physically abused, and God says to absolutely be healed from that situation. Take steps that you need to take to not let that happen to you again. Get away from that situation and be healed. Receive your healing right now. Lord, we thank you right now for each one that is listening to this radio broadcast and every life that is being set free from physical problems and emotional hangups. Lord, we thank you for your healing touch in their lives. In the name of Jesus, amen. And amen. All right. Final.
Wow.
Whoa. We're having church here. I don't know.
There's some brokenhearted.
Whoa.
Too.
Amen. Pastor Jim, you have about 30 seconds for a final comment, and then Connie.
Well, I just want to say our God is such a good God.
Wow.
And I'm believing that as you got those words of knowledge, that those people will receive by faith their healing, their wholeness.
Amen.
And, you know, we'll know that God works. God continues to work in our lives.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. They can let us know the answers to prayer by going to prayers at beaconofhopeministries.com and send in a praise report. Let us know if you are one of those that were touched right now by that prayer. Pastor Jim, do you have anything else you want to say before you do your final goodbye?
Well, just that God, you know, just God loves you.
Yes.
Know?
Yes.
What more is there to say then?
Yes, that's it, isn't it? He loves you so much, he wants you well and whole.
Amen.
You've been a joy, Pastor Jim, as always. Connie, give us your final thoughts here.
My final thought is, you know, life happens no matter what.
Bye.
And, you know, life goes on. And when life gets broken,
right,
just get a glimpse of Jesus. I mean, I don't want to read the whole song, but, you know, I mean,
right,
it was the message was there. When life gets broken, get a glimpse of Jesus, because it's down in the valleys that he gives you strength. Because when things are going okay, we don't think about needing strength, you know.
But when
we need it, we need it, but we don't think about it.
But
when things are bad, when they're in the toilet, that's when we want it. That's
amen.
When we need the
we
strength.
We need God.
But
we need
him. He's there all the time.
He's there.
And he knows when to give it to you.
Amen.
And make himself known.
So be healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And let us hear from you. prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com. You can also go to that same email address, sign up for our crisis prayer team, and get all the requests and the praise reports as they come out. And this is a global ministry. We welcome you to go to beaconofhopeministries.com, find out more about the ministry, actually give a donation toward the radio outreach. We'd love to hear from you. And we are so glad you've joined us today on Living the Good Life. And we have such a wonderful time, don't we, Connie?
Yep.
On doing
always
this radio show every week.
The
it's
time
live.
Just flies
it
by.
Is 90 minutes goes so completely quick.
It's like we just sat down.
Amen. You know what? It's not far to Jesus. And we thank you, God, for everyone who's listened this day. Be blessed this week. Let us hear from you. Send me an email, pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. Rise up and be healed. It's not far to Jesus. Have a great week, and we will see you next week at 4:30 live.
Loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes.